Hello and welcome to another episode of Destroying Lives and Livers. I'm your host, Jeremiah, joined as always by Casey.
Semi-frequently,
Semi-frequently.
semi-frequently.
Whenever I'm
What's
day
happening?
whenever Mercury is in retrograde, you're on the show, I think. I
Does
think.
Mercury retrograde quite a bit, or?
From what I see people post on Twitter, I think so.
Okay.
At least 300 days out of the year, because girls like to blame their shitty
I wasn't in touch on this topic this week. So, I'll save it for another week, I think. I don't know if I'm ready to get into this one.
We don't have to go there. But yeah, how's it been?
It's been good. I survived the first blizzard of 2019.
Fuck.
Think I survived. I think it's over. It's either over or I'm in eye of the storm. And I haven't figured it out yet. It's okay. I got groceries.
I don't think blizzards have eyes, unless it's like
I
that super storm from day after tomorrow.
I think blizzards have eyes, ears, noses. What is that noise? What is happening in your eye?
Somebody riding some type of a bike down the street.
Man, it sounded like you were playing like a French horn or something.
Could have been doing that too. Could have been doing that.
But yeah, so I survived a blizzard, so we're all good, and I'm here to record.
Beautiful.
So this side of the country is doing well. How about you guys?
It was 55 degrees today, which was
What? That's like yesterday for us.
It's I think it's fall spring is what it's called.
Fall
And it,
spring, huh?
yeah.
Okay. That's fall spring before winter comes again, right?
Yeah, I think we got one more. Well,
Right.
I think there's two more waves of winter left,
Right,
and
the return
then,
of winter, and then the guess what? I'm back. Return of winter.
yeah, it's like that. There's that last like little bit of snow in April, and then it's May, and then it's hot as fuck. We get probably about 2 weeks of like weather that you're like, oh, it's spring, like this is dope, and then it's
Yeah,
over.
I never knew what spring was back in the Midwest. It's not actually a thing.
No, it's
For all the
not.
Midwesterners that think that they experience spring, you guys are wrong.
I'm aware. We
Like,
used to. We used to. I think we
if
used to
you live in the
experience spring.
Midwest, if you live in the Midwest and you say that spring is your favorite season, you don't actually, you're not alive. Like, something is really wrong.
No, spring doesn't. I think spring used to exist, and I think that 10 to 15 years ago there was a spring. And it was always a good time of year because, like, I remember at Carthage there was spring sometimes.
No, but that only ever happened in the fall. We only got spring in the fall. And we got sometimes summer in the winter. Remember that one year we had like 2 weeks of summer in the dead of winter? It was like a week after Valentine's Day, and it was like 85 degrees.
Yeah, I remember that, and that's when I was like, wow. Something's not right here, and we're probably gonna die eventually. Like all this, like our climate's falling apart.
Like
This
everybody
isn't
was
supposed to happen.
sweating. Everyone was sweating an abnormal amount because everyone was still overweight from the
Yeah,
winter season.
didn't lose your winter weight yet.
Nah. I thought you had more time.
Yeah, got more time, so you gotta hit the gym a little bit earlier. But you know what that led to? Better summer bodies, you know.
Right, exactly, and like a relief of depression, I think.
Maybe, hopefully.
Possibly. You probably test it.
Probably testable. Probably
Just so you know,
testable.
the time right now is my birthday. Thanks.
The time. Oh, it is your birthday.
What?
That's pretty dope. So, I know this will be a shorter episode for everybody listening. But we did just drop another episode like today or
Like
last night.
hours ago.
But yeah, so I let's just jump right into it. I got so I one of my friends Instagram DM'd me this post, and the post was reviews for an app called Hood Uber.
Hood Uber?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let me just I'll read one of these reviews. 'Cause they are apps, they're gold. They're absolute gold. So it's Hood Uber, it's like this like nicer car with a backdrop of like a skyline. It's got 3.5 stars in the App Store. And it's number 28 in the travel apps.
Whoa, it's getting up
Yeah.
there. All right.
First review that is screenshotted. Damn, bruh, with one of those like face like exhaustion. It says, I was in the backseat of the car when Oscar started beating his meat and started giving me a head. Thanks, Oscar. 10 for 10 experience. I hope I didn't give you chlamydia. Sad face. Follow me on IG if you see this though. And it has that person's IG.
What?
All
What?
right. All
Wait,
right,
this is a
hold on.
real app. This is a real app.
This is a real app. All right,
Okay,
okay.
real
So
app.
hold on. I was picked up by a big booty hoe who offered me to drive her car. It was stolen, but who cares? If I'm facing one count of Grand Theft Auto and four drug distribution felonies, thanks, Hood Ooper. I now can join a gang.
What? Dude, it has 4.1 stars on the App Store right now. This is crazy.
This one's great. Paid $40, never showed up. So, okay. Hold on. This one, the horrible 1 star. As soon as I got in the car, Bobby robbed me and took my virginity. I told him no, but he said, calm down and take my socks off while sticking his thumb in my butt.
Dude, this one, 10 out of 10 stars. Brother man rolled up in a car that was hard to explain. The front half was a Beamer, but the back half was just three dudes with the bike wheels taped to the outside of the dude's legs. It was mad wild. I told the driver I didn't request a ride, but he said, get in anyway. My curiosity got the better of me, and I decided to hop in.
So
My phone won't load more.
this is a real app. I downloaded and made an account. I haven't requested a ride yet because I'm actually terrified. But
What? You downloaded it? Oh man, I gotta
yeah,
download this.
it's fucking
Oh
gold. And I read some more reviews and they're great. But
Like, is this
like,
app specifically around for the reviews or
I think it's legit. Like, I think you can legitimately order a ride off of it. But and you put a card on file and everything.
you can
That's
drive
how.
for it. You
Yeah,
can
you can
drive
drive for
for
it.
it.
The concept that they put in the App Store is actually like it makes sense. It's like you keep 100% of the profits that you keep 100% of the money that you make off every ride. So like it's basically like your own business. And you can request rides and pay cash.
Oh,
It's wild as fuck. But the
what?
reviews
I feel like this
are
is super dangerous.
Oh yeah, no, 100% dangerous. I got one. I can only pull this one up. This one is also fucking hilarious.
You must maintain a 3-star rating to stay on this application.
Right. I'm a driver and I just want to say I love this app. Way better than normal Uber. I picked up this thick red bone from next to Walmart. She said she didn't have any money. So she just gave me top while I took her to the destination. She had some exquisite tongue and mouth work. I didn't even last 2 minutes. I ended up with herpes, but who cares? I got some easy slob on my knob. Definitely recommend both for both drivers and passengers if you want a good time and car what the fuck?
Oh my God. I feel like we have some friends. This would be a really dangerous thing to introduce to.
I don't want to be the guinea pig to use it, but I feel like one time I'm gonna be drunk as fuck and I'm gonna accidentally order with it because well, I have it separated from my it's not in the folder with all the other rideshare apps. Hopefully
Right.
it doesn't happen, but like I could see that happening. Like this weekend is St. Patrick's Day and this would be a prime time for me to fuck up and order the Hood Uber. But I couldn't get enough of this. Like I think it's one of the funniest things I've ever come across in my entire life. This
So
is what the internet was
you
made
have
for.
to, all right. So this is a little shady. You have to put a credit card in to use the, like, to even be a part of the app.
Yeah, so
it's either log out or add card.
I have my card on file, and I haven't been charged anything.
Okay. Well, lucky for me, I use Square Cash, and I have a Square card, which has $0 on it, so there's no risk, no foul of putting it on here.
I can't put my Square card on there. I use it to get coffee.
Oh, do you use the boost?
Hell yeah. $1 off.
Yeah, the only thing I do is I load money, my $10 on it, to reload for my coffee and then get my dollar. So I only spend $9 on a coffee reload, and then I the money's gone. But there's a dollar that'll sit on there.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
And yeah, if I shopped, so no risk.
Yeah, if I shopped at Whole Foods, I would use it way more. If I went to any of the places. Yeah. So right.
But go to any of the places, / the other ones are like weird, where coffee is like a daily for me.
Yeah, if I made bank, I would shop at Whole Foods more, and I would just use the cash card to get 10% off every time. Fucking right. No brainer.
Also, if I made bank, I would do the Whole Foods through
Amazon,
and then figure out how to get that to work with my cash card, and then I don't even have to leave the house, and I can just be a true fat ass rich person.
Nah, if I was loaded, I would go to Whole Foods just to flex. Easy money.
Dude, I'm really tempted to request a ride right now.
Don't request it right now, but like, I...
Don't request it right now.
Because when you get a meme and you're like, oh, this is funny, like, ha ha ha. But then I'm like reading these reviews and like, it was a really convincing looking part of the app store. Like that's a good Photoshop right there.
Right.
So I looked on the app store and the app was there, and I'm like, what the fuck? So like the review, there's no way that all those reviews are real. I just couldn't imagine. Like, could you imagine being a driver for that? You pick up a passenger.
Could you imagine being a passenger for that?
I'd be terrified. I wouldn't. That's the thing.
Ryder picks you up and it's like, hey, how much to get to here? And he's like, just one hand job. And you're like,
You try to get out of the car and the door's locked, and then.
Right.
I don't know what you do. I honestly just don't know what you do. But I.
Dude.
I'm
really glad you brought my attention to this.
I want to talk. Like, I'm gonna hit them. I want to hit these people up on Twitter because they have a Twitter account. Be like, I just need to talk to you. Like,
slide their DMs, yo.
I'm thinking about it.
Just be like, I need the lowdown. It's for investigative reporting.
Yeah, we'll give them some free publicity for all 12 of our listeners. But yeah, that's what I got for that. I mean, makes me think, the internet's, like, why don't I make money off the internet? Like, what are we doing?
Right, what am I doing wrong that I'm not making money off the internet? If something like Hooduber exists,
yeah,
why am I not making money off the internet?
And, like, what an easy idea. Like, there's memes about it. Like, I've seen people, like, Instagram comedians make videos about it. And it's a joke. And somebody was like, why isn't there a real thing? I'm sure, like, making that whole map and the GPS thing might be a little bit difficult. But, like, if you got a homie that used to work for Uber or something, or Lyft, or, like, some shit like that.
Right.
And then, like, their non-compete, like, expires. I mean, but, like, you could probably figure out how to do that yourself. It would take a lot.
I don't think I'm ever gonna put the effort in, but like, if I got a friend out there, let's get spitballing here. Let's make money off the internet.
We
said a decade too late,
right? But it's like, you just, and like, this is such a great easy. This is easily,
dude. Okay, hold on. I have a question.
Yes,
because there's this thing called Hooduber. What about regular Uber? And having your driver offer you drugs, like to sell you drugs. What's your stance on that?
Did they just do it out of the blue?
Like, the conversation generally floated around like partying, having a good time, and then he comes up with selling you drugs.
What kind of drugs?
didn't specify, just said drugs. So I assume he had a variety in his center console.
Little, oh, it was in the center console. Little sketchy.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, at the moment of questioning, I'm thinking he's going to bust out, like, this cigar box full of just a different sort of, like, drugs.
So, slightly sketchy, but if you were talking about it with them, not that weird. It's like,
But, like, what if you never got to the point of, like, truly talking about drugs? Like, they're like, oh, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I'm going to go get hammered at this bar. Like, it's going to be a really good time, blah, blah, blah. And then they come back at with you like, so I got some drugs here.
Sketchy. 100% sketchy. Fuck that.
So you don't buy his drugs?
No, I don't think I would.
What if ultimately you had the intention of buying drugs that night, but your conversation with the driver never got to drugs? And then he offered them.
I mean, honestly, I'd probably be like, look at God. This is what I'm talking about. You know, you left the house, you're like, I really wanna get some drugs tonight, but I don't know how I'm gonna do it yet. You get in your Uber, you guys are talking, you're like, I'm going to get shit house this like tonight. The Uber driver has like, this guy needs some drugs, and he offers it. And yeah, that's a moment where you just say, look at God. Like, that's,
thank you, God. Okay, let's flip the coin. You're driving your Uber, and it's Uber driver, you know, just having a good conversation or whatever. The Uber driver turns to you and is like, hey, you want to smoke some weed?
Mm. Well, you live in Denver, so like, that's fine.
Let's say this was in Chicago.
I'm a little sketched out.
You're sketched out if your Uber driver like turns to you and is like, hey, you want to smoke weed with me?
Have we still been talking about partying?
Yeah, I think in this situation, like, you could have been talking about partying and smoking weed and shit like that.
I think I'm okay with that.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm like.
Now, if, like, let's say.
I probably don't buy drugs for my Uber driver, but I probably smoke weed with my Uber driver.
But if I was looking for drugs anyways, that's just God's plan, and who am I to deny God's plan?
I guess my follow-up question to that is, are you at all worried to then still be in the car with the Uber driver you just bought drugs from?
I'm hoping that I'm close drugs to my, with. I'm hoping I'm kind of close to my destination, because this is becoming a legal issue now that I don't know if I'm going to be involved in if something bad happens.
And then how do you rate the Uber driver? Do you like do the process of just not rating? Because like there are plenty of times I don't rate, but like, or well, is
I,
it like
give him the 5-star and then you wait until like you get like, so like let's say you're out and you take the drugs. I never rate the Uber drivers until I open up the Uber app again. So right. So let's say I take said drugs and they're flame. I'm giving a 5-star and a $5 tip. And I'm going to be like, I'm not going to leave a review. I'm just going to leave him the tip because, like, you know.
He gets it.
Yeah, he did. He provided a la flame. Did this happen to you?
I just wanted to level set. I mean, on two separate occasions, one, I had a guy offer me drugs, and, like, we were not anywhere close to drugs in our conversation.
See, that's like,
nowhere near it. And then it got weird. Like, it was, like, drugs were offered within the first 2 minutes of the ride, and it was, like, a 17, 18-minute ride. So, like, for the remaining 15 minutes, he talked about how he only drives around in Boulder so he can pick up these short-skirted college girls and be their savior. And this dude is like easily like pushing 60 years old.
Ooh, I'm worried about that guy. You know what? I'm worried about that guy because
so bad.
That's creepy. That's
right. Creepy. But like, I am in his car for 2 minutes. It's like.
And he offers you drugs
not a long amount of time to like get the feel of each other, something like that.
But like at that point, I'm like, is this guy a cop? What is going on? You know?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why. That's why I'm weary of the one that offers drugs right away because, like, you don't know who I am. What if right. I'm a cop?
That was what was going through my head. Not is he a cop, but, like, this guy has no idea if I'm a cop.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking Uber being responsible because I'm a cop and I can't drive drunk. I mean, I can. It's just not. It's hypocritical. I actually, this past weekend, me and Mandy, we went to a bar that was a recommendation. We went to two bars that were recommendations of a Lyft driver from like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. How'd they turn out?
Unreal. They were, it was a dive karaoke bar that only took cash and had $2 hams.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking awesome. And we ran into her at the bar.
Oh, like, I guess that's nuts. The best part of taking Uber driver's recommendations is, like, mm-hmm. if it's like a true recommendation, then they also go to that place.
Exactly. Yeah, it was dope though.
And then there was one time I did smoke weed with an Uber driver, and it was dope.
See, I think that's okay. Now, like, if your Uber driver like pulls out like a flask and it's like, you want some, and you're like, nah, man, appreciate it though. And they take a couple swigs. I think you have terms to be worded. You probably shouldn't give them a 5-star. Maybe like report that.
Maybe consider getting out early.
You know what? My destination's here.
Hey, I'm actually going to change my destination. It's this corner. Actually, just past it. I'll just get out and walk.
Thanks. Sir, you're on the Kennedy. I don't care. I'm out of here. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, there'll be others.
There's an exit right there. Like, it's only a half mile up. I'll be okay. You sure I can take it? Nope. You know what? I'm fine. Then you called the cops immediately. Right. This man is drinking and driving blatantly. And he's a rideshare provider. I would be so shook.
Okay, one last thing about rideshares. At least one last thing on my end. What are your thoughts and like how you proceed with a rideshare driver that's got that shit that's like those big laminated signs that are super obnoxious? It's like, rate me 5 stars and I'll rate you 5 stars. And there's like smiley face emojis and then like 5 physical stars that they put on it and like things like that. Like,
I'm a little okay. Those concern me because it's like, what did you do to not get a 5-star rating?
Well, they concerned me because I'm like, you know, you shouldn't have to ask for the 5-star like in such an abrupt way. Like, the way that you're asking for a 5-star right now is like, it's very in my face and I have to stare at it my entire ride. But also, not only do they ask for the 5 stars, but they're like, tips are greatly appreciated, or like, hey, leave a tip to know that I, or to let me know that you care, or like some weird shit like that. And I'm like, I feel like you're overstepping your bounds.
You're only getting a tip if you're for having a good conversation or you did something way over the top. Otherwise, I know you make a portion of this ride, and like, if this is like a $6 ride, sorry that's how the cookie crumbled today.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess I can tip you the 15% on $6, but like,
yeah, I like,
but like when you see that change of a tip, you're just gonna be like, oh, fuck that guy. But in reality, like, I'm tipping you the 15%. Like, yeah. I can't get mad about that.
And like, realistically, like, I don't leave a lot of tips on Uber. That might make me a scumbag. I don't know. But the 5-star is a given unless you fuck up. Like, you have 5 stars.
Oh yeah.
We could not say a word to each other, and like, I won't remember your name. You're getting 5 stars.
See, my thing is, either you don't get a rating at all, or you get 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
here to fuck your life up.
Now, right? If you did something like really awful, or like just made my like ride super uncomfortable, anything like that, 3 and below. Yeah. I don't like, give if you, 4 stars.
If you told me if you told me you only drive around in Boulder because you're crawling around for 18-year-old trim and you're 60, probably not getting 5 stars.
You're getting like a 2-star.
Yeah, and I'm reporting you. Like, there's no time for this. You know what they say? Time is up. Time's up.
So, But then if you're like super exceptional, you get like a rating, maybe a comment.
I'll leave a
And
comment. They're great.
then if you're super above that, then that's when you get a tip.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's a gig market.
But with being in the suburbs, sometimes you get the same Uber drivers. And I've had this guy, Billy, like five or six times.
That happens. So there's another rideshare app here called Via, and
Okay.
it's all like pools, but the prices are dramatically cheaper. Like I can
Oh,
get from
really?
my place to downtown for like $4.
Oh,
And
rock on.
we might have to pick a couple of people up on the way, but like whatever. If I know I'm not in a hurry, I'm not worried about it.
Right.
But
If you don't have like a specific time, you have to be there, save that money, and just take your time.
exactly. And it's so funny because Mandy, she uses it to get to and from work sometimes, and she's gotten the same religious driver like four times, and she always notices him when she gets in the car. But it's like he doesn't recognize her for a second, and then he does recognize her, and she's like, damn, he recognized me. So funny though.
But so this fucking guy, Billy, he is literally the worst because during the ride, every single time, he bitches about other riders, which just means you're gonna end up bitching about me. And then every single time he talks about how he has a driver doesn't make enough from these companies, that people don't tip, and that he doesn't pick up pools because it's garbage, he doesn't make the money. And now I'm not a driver, so I don't really know,
But
but I'm
you
just
used to
like,
drive for Uber though.
right, but like overall it was just like kind of like a side thing, so I never really truly tracked. Like I don't know the difference in what you make for a pool and what you make for just a regular ride.
That's
Like
fair.
I don't know the dynamics of that, 'cause he was saying something like he only gets paid to generally drive a pool. He doesn't get paid for each person that gets picked up, which I thought was really weird. Like that
Just
shouldn't be a
strange.
thing. But regardless, like the whole time he just talks about like them not making enough money. And he always hints it back towards like making a tip.
See,
And
yeah.
every single time, he is the one person I will rate 4 stars because truly, like overall, the experience was fine. Like
It's
whatever.
just like bro,
He didn't do anything to deserve a 3 or below, because I think that's drastic. But he gets a 4 star to know that I just generally kind of hate when he picks me
you're just like this
up.
fucking guy again. And like, the worst part about that is that you don't leave a tip for him, do you?
Never. I have never left a tip for him. Never once in my life.
You're one of the people that he hates.
Yep. And
And
I
you know
am
he's been
fine with
talking
that.
about you.
I am fine with that because he sucks.
Yeah, no, that's I hate when it's the worst when you get a driver that is just bitching about other passengers.
Right.
My favorite gripe is the ones that bitch about people that bitch about pools, because that makes sense. Because they're it baffles me that people get a pool and they don't the consequences of it. They're new here. Like, did you not know Uber was a thing? Like, this is that
Right.
this is literally everywhere. And it's like it even says like, here's your range of time. Like, you can be
Yep.
here between 1:30 and 2 o'clock.
It physically makes you like wait, like a waiting period for it to even find a ride, like a drive for
Oh
you.
yeah,
Like,
it takes forever to get picked up.
right. So,
And then
like,
there's like the express pool, which is literally like, yeah, it's like taking like they're the, I love the way they sold it at first was, yeah, we just bring you up to like the it's basically like taking the bus, we take you pick you up at the nearest bus stop. And I'm like, this is exactly why I'm getting an Uber right now, so I don't have to take the fucking bus.
right.
So like everything you're saying is turning me off from this idea. So like if it costs me $4 more to take a normal pool or $8 more to take a fucking normal Uber, I'm probably just gonna pay the extra $8.
Right, because I'm not looking for that bus ride right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna fucking Uber.
Right.
It baffled me. I was like, "Who are you selling this to? Like, what are you talking about?"
Do you take amenities from your Ubers?
If they're free, yeah.
Well, have you ever had an Uber to like try to charge you for like the candy that they put in the back seat pocket?
There's this thing called GoPuff where they do that.
I think you were telling me about this. It's like this
Yeah.
white like mechanism that they put in like this
Yeah.
like display case type thing.
Yep, and then you pay, and then it like comes to their as possible as like a notification on their phone, and then you get them food. It's
What
pretty
about
cool.
when they are just generally nice people and they leave water bottles and candy in their back seat? Do you take
Good.
it?
That's good. Yeah, if there's a water bottle in there, I'm gonna take it if I'm thirsty.
Really?
If there's gum, I'm gonna take it. But see, here's the thing. That's tip worthy. So now you get a
That no,
tip.
that's definitely tip worthy. But
Yeah. But if I'm
if they
not trying to
take
leave
it.
a tip, yeah, if I'm not trying to leave a tip, I'm not gonna take it. But
Right.
if there's a water bottle in there, and let's say I'm on my way to the bar, I'm gonna take a bottle of water,
I
drink
guess
it
I guess I
to
shouldn't be
hydrate.
weird. I guess I shouldn't be weird about it because like a water bottle is sealed and you can feel the crack break on it. But like overall, I'm just always like, I'm all right. No thanks. But that's just because like I don't know. I was raised not to take candy from a stranger.
That's fair. That's fair. But also, like, you're also raised not to get in a stranger's car, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, well, sometimes I gotta get places, all right?
I'm not gonna get to downtown Denver by myself. We were raised to do all these things and not trust strangers, and like that's literally what like I if
do you wear a seatbelt when you're a rideshare?
I'm on the front seat, yeah. Or if and if
What?
I'm in the back seat and they ask me to, I'll put it on. Or if they don't ask
Oh,
me
but you
to.
don't normally put it, really? Okay, that's kind of weird to me because like I get in a stranger's car, I'm like, yeah, I'm buckling. I don't know what the fuck you're gonna do up there.
If they start driving a little bit crazy, I'll throw on the seatbelt. But like typically, I've had a couple Uber drivers that drive crazy. If you drive real crazy, that's automatic 4-star. Not doing this today.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
like you can always tell when you get like a cab driver that converted to an Uber driver because they drive wild.
They're up the ass of every single
Yep.
person. They're like doing 90 down to 30.
I mean, I this one time I was heading back from O'Hare. And this guy was flying down 94. Like we hit 90. We hit 90. Like, it was a Sunday, it was like a Sunday morning, so like there wasn't a lot of traffic. But we hit 90 and I was uncomfortable. I put my seatbelt on right the fuck away. I was like, nope, not dying today. Hopefully not. And
Oh
guess what kind of car we were in?
man. Chevy Impala.
Nope. You one more guess.
A cab car. A converted cab car.
We were in a
No, minivan.
Toyota
Oh, you're in Toyota
Prius.
Prius. Okay.
Yeah. Which is like those things, they don't have a lot of getup, but like you can go fast in pretty much any car. But
Dude, I
like when you're going fast in a Prius, like it's you're like,
noticeable.
this isn't what this was meant to do. Like this none of this was built. Like this piece of machinery was not built for this.
That's
Not
what I
built for
think
this.
about when my rideshare drives like a minivan and they're taking turns way too fast. I'm like, oh man, oh boy. No, not another lap.
You have a pickup truck too, so like does your mind like automatically go to like this thing could fucking tip, like we could die right now. Like, what
You
are you
are too
doing?
top heavy. So that's always my thing when I get a minivan. I'm always like, all right, who's driving this
Yeah,
thing?
for real. No,
Like,
it's
how are
scary.
these turns gonna be? Are we gonna hit 90 in this thing?
If you hit 90, minivan's another vehicle that it was not built for this.
Right. Well, the other thing with like getting in a minivan with a ride share is like I don't know what to do with that door because not all minivans have the automatic door, and like sometimes you have to like pull the handle, sometimes they're gonna click it. It is like the most confusing thing in the world, and maybe it's because I was always confused by minivans, but like I can't handle it. It's too much
Yeah,
pressure.
you gotta take the cue from when you first get in the car. So if like when you walk out to the car, sometimes they'll press the button and it'll open. And if they do that, then I'm not touching shit. But sometimes, I'll let them run that.
Sometimes I feel like I move the handle at the same time that they press the button. Mm. So I don't know
the
what
door,
works.
The door does that little glitch in the matrix. Sometimes, but sometimes too, they'll get out of the car when you walk up, open the door for you because they know you're gonna fuck it up.
Right.
If there's any sense of them taking away my autonomy to do that, I'm gonna let them have that. And I'm I'm not here to fuck your door up. If I walk up and I open it, then that means I'm opening it to get out.
My favorite thing is when people get out of the car to go open a trunk because I have a bag with me, or just generally open the door, and I just move too fast for them. I open the door and get in the car and sit down, and they're still outside of the car.
You know, it's so funny because I go to the airport and travel a lot. I have always a suitcase, so that I always know what kind of ride it's gonna be if they open the, it's 50-50. Sometimes they just pop the trunk. I'd say it's 45-45-10. Sometimes they pop the trunk. Sometimes they grab my bag for me, put it in the trunk. Sometimes they don't even do anything. And they just let me get in the car and hold my shit.
That's a perfect rating right there.
So those people, I'm just man, you're kind of an asshole.
Right.
Fuck you. what you couldn't even open the trunk for me?
Right.
If I was driving to the airport by myself, I'm putting my suitcase in my trunk.
Oh, 100%.
So why can't you pop your trunk?
Right.
Minimum. You have to all you gotta do is press a fucking button.
I'm always curious if they have a designated separate trunk. Do they keep it clean? The SUV kinda have to keep it clean because people can look at it. But the one where it's just you're in a sedan with a poppable trunk, do you keep that trunk clean? what's in your trunk?
I feel like you gotta. But I guess if you don't get the airport certification or whatever you gotta get, you just say fuck it. You never have to open your trunk, technically.
I guess.
You can be it's not my contract with Uber to open my fucking trunk. So figure it out. All right? If you can't fucking figure it out, we'll cancel this ride right now. You get charged $5. I get some of that. What you got? Can't rate me if you cancel the ride.
I was like, can't rate a canceled ride. I learned this the hard way. The fucker couldn't find me, and he ultimately canceled. And I was like, this stupid motherfucker toyed me around for so long.
I've had that happen before, and it was downtown, and the person just could not figure out where the fuck I was. Didn't answer my calls, canceled it. I got charged.
And then you couldn't rate them.
I couldn't rate them. And I only got the Uber because I didn't want to be late for my haircut. But waiting for this guy made me late for my haircut. So I couldn't get my haircut at all. I was pissed. I was pissed. I sent a mess. I emailed Uber support. They gave me $10 in credit. And then they refunded me my $5, and I was like, okay,
dude,
this is fine.
You want to know what my least favorite thing was that had happened? I was getting an Uber to the airport, and it's expensive out here to do it.
That's true.
It's $42 to get an Uber to the airport from my house. So I did, my airport ride, and had to wait for ever for it. So 20 minutes to even get a rider confirmed that he was on his way, and then Jesus. He was 50 and then he was 15 minutes away. I was okay, whatever. And then I get a message from him after 7 or 8 minutes. This guy hasn't moved whatsoever, and he shoots a message my way. He's like, hey, where by chance are you going? And I was like, no, that's not how this works. You don't get to ask me where I'm going. You will find out where I'm going when you pick me up. And the
guy at all.
Right. And the app, sends it through. So I didn't respond to him. Just let him have his message sit out there. Another 8 minutes passes. So it's been over 15 minutes since this guy's accepted the ride. He hasn't moved and then cancels the ride. I got charged because the way that Uber works, they charge you when your ride is accepted. I got charged my $42.
You got charged $42?
Hold on. So I got charged $42, and then I got charged a cancellation fee on top of that. So we're right around $50. And then I had to go request another ride, which cost me another, because, you know, I had already been in the app and people had been requesting things. It cost me another $48 to get that one requested. So just to get to the airport for that temporary time until they refunded the original cost, cost me over $100. I'm like, okay, in no way did I anticipate paying $100 in the moment to get to the airport.
That's the devil working right there. That is not God's right. work. That is not God's work.
And then, you know, ultimately the original $42 one came back to me. I emailed their support, got, you know, the $5 cancellation taken care of. And then I think they even gave me like a gift certificate or, you know, like my percentage off my next couple rides, something like that. But ultimately I'm like, I don't care. Like in the moment I had to shell out $100
to get bullshit. To the airport. That's bullshit that you got charged the full price for that ride when he canceled.
Right.
So does that mean he started the ride?
Yeah, so he had like, you know, clicked I will take this rider. And then so like he had, you know, accepted that he was gonna come find me. Never left his original area.
I bet he pulled some shit where like he like I bet there's something that they can do where they can blame the cancellation on you. When they
well, no, that's on that's end. What I that's what I think he did is like on his end he was just like, you know, Ryder did something or, you know, of some sort like that,
or like Ryder non-responsive or something fee. Like that. So like you got the cancellation right. fee, but not only the cancellation fee, like you shouldn't get charged the $42
right until you. Well, I mean, starts. Like I said, you know, the $42 just got charged when it booked, so like I ultimately got that's it back, funny. But like right off the bat of just saying I want to use your ride, like. Like that's finding nice. That ride, they charged me at $42. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, pro tip, if you use Venmo to pay for your Uber, you get 30% off right now. So,
oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's yeah. tight.
Give you a nice little heads up.
I don't have much time left for this episode.
That's fine. It feels like a good place to wrap it up.
I have some good ones I want to talk about for our next episode, but everything I have is probably too long for what I have left for this episode.
We'll save it for next week.
Okay. I'm really glad we dived into rideshare.
Yeah, I got deep. It got deep, but
it did. Okay. I mean, you know, starting with hood rides, hood Uber.
Wow. This was very rideshare oriented.
getting, you know, blown by your Uber driver or whatever, however that works. Hey, take the wheel so he can suck you off. What?
No, well, no, he picked up the thick red bone from Walmart.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, pay. Like,
you got herpes, though.
With this Uber service, I'm sure it would happen the other way, too. Like, they show up and they're like, hey, dude, I'm a little drunk. You mind taking the wheel?
Well, yo, wait, this is a life hack, actually. Because, like, you could use it, like, let's say you drive to the bar and you're like, man, I got a little too wasted. I'm activating my driving for Hood Uber. And then you're just like, let's, fingers crossed, I get a sober person. They're close, great. They like, walk up to the car, it's like, you've been drinking? They're like, no, I haven't, I'm going out to drink. Okay, cool. I'm going to need you to drive where my we go. Car. To wherever you're going. I have it set for like along my way home, so like I'll be closer to home no matter what we do here. how shook would you be if you got to the car and like that's what your driver told you? I'd be like, sir, I'm not a part of this, or ma'am, fuck this.
I would hop in and I would turn to them. I'd be like, all right, it's going to be $15 for this ride.
Right? $15 or some dome, what you got?
But for the drunk hood Uber driver in that situation, you're much more likely to find that sober person if, you know, you've been day drinking and then you're requesting the ride at like 3 o'clock, sure. something like that. Sure. Just, if you know, like, some tips.
Yeah. There you go. We're not telling people to drive drunk. Actually, technically, we're telling them not to drive drunk right now.
We're telling them to get their riders to drive sober.
Let's limit the exposure and make your riders pay for driving you home drunk.
Hey, if you can just you can drop me off at home, then you can take my car wherever you're going and just shoot me the address that you leave it at. It'd be great. Thanks.
I'll catch a real Uber over there wherever you get to when I'm sober.
Gonna take the money you're gonna pay me for this whole thing, and I'll request a real Uber to get my car. Appreciate
like,
it.
Nah, I made my money today, like straight cash, baby. Like we're good. I think that's my favorite part about the whole thing, and it's like that makes it like somewhat revolutionary is that you can just pay cash, but also right. makes it terrifying because like there's some deals done that aren't. There's no money being exchanged for sure.
Right. my favorite thing to do in a regular Uber is if I'm like stopping at a place, but I know I need more than the allotted like 3 minutes. Like, hey man, like I'm stopping here for like 10 minutes, like. But then, like, if you stick around. Like, I'll pay you cash and we'll get back to where I'm going. You'll make more. I'll pay less. We both win.
Smart.
And they'll typically always say, yeah.
No, 100%. I had an Uber driver tell me that he took somebody to do a drug deal and they gave him like $300. And he was like,
dude,
word.
I had an Uber driver tell me that he drove to Nebraska.
Whoa.
And they had done it through a requested ride, so like the drive out there was all through Uber, and then once he got out there, he wasn't a validated driver in that state, so he as a driver couldn't get any rides like put through, and then like because he couldn't get any like rides put through, his rider that he had to take back with him to Denver couldn't request a ride, so they had to agree on a price
That's
that would be paid
fun.
In cash.
That's crazy.
I'm like, dude, you're kind of whack. Like, that's intense. But
that's super intense. Well,
I'm sure he made him a ton of money.
I mean, shit. Somebody's like, oh, just I'll drive. Just drive me back to Nebraska.
Hey, can you drive me 300 miles to Nebraska where you're paying, like, what, $1.25 per mile?
Like, honestly, at that Uber is simple at that point. That's yeah. a simple ride. That's like a yeah, fuck it. Like I want all the convenience I can get here.
Right. yeah, and then the Uber driver was telling me, he's like, yeah, like ultimately the guy just needed to drop off a package. It was a square brown box, little guy, and he got back in the car. We realized that I couldn't take him anywhere because there was no request like thing. I was like, do you ever wonder what was in the box? He goes, to be totally honest, it never came up. I'm like, how? I was like 5 hours or something like that with this guy and not ask what's in the box.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
I'm like, for all you know, you could have dropped this guy off. He drops off the package, walks away, and a house blows up. Like,
yeah,
like how do you not ask what's in the box?
Why do you have to, drop off a package in Nebraska? Why couldn't he mail it?
Why?
You know he was taking weed to Nebraska. Like, there's no way he wasn't taking weed to Nebraska.
Right.
Or something. Something that made that Uber know. Worth it.
Right.
What made that Uber worth it?
What made the $1,000 worth it? Like, okay, you don't have the credit for a rental car, so you couldn't drive yourself. You might be carrying something you wouldn't want to be driving yourself with. Like,
yeah. But, like, it's probably safer to be in an Uber than be in a rental car. You can
yeah,
see.
Probably.
You know?
You don't have to All drive.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to drive, and that's, like, the worst part about moving drugs across state borders.
We're sure about anything.
Truth. All right. Well, that was a solid episode. Follow us on social media, everybody. Destroy LNL on Twitter, Instagram. And then Destroying Lives and Livers on Facebook. And yeah. And if you want to be on the show for Guestapalooza, which we'll be getting back into here soon. Got a couple people lined up.
What?
Yeah, so we'll be getting back into that soon. Yeah, let us know. Hit us up, slide in our DMs, text us, or whatever you gotta do. But other than that, keep on destroying those lives.
And livers.
All right. Thanks. Love you guys.